There's a verse to our hymn this weekend that we have not sung. It's an older verse that was not included in our hymnal, but I'd like to ask you give your careful attention to this verse. Who will follow Jesus when the tempter charms? Fleeing then for safety to the Savior's arms. Trusting in His mercy, trusting in His power. Seeking fresh renewals of His grace each hour. Among those even Jesus called, there was temptation. There was despair and remorse and repentance. There were those who needed mercy and grace. How would it come? By trusting in His power. In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus dropped what was a bombshell on the apostles on the night of His arrest. He had already told them and predicted that He would be betrayed into the hands of sinners. But this was the first time He told them that the betrayer was one of the 12. Look in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 20. Now when evening had come, He was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. And as they were eating, He said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." As we look back, because of our knowledge of the events that happened, we would think they would all point down the table to Judas' seat. And they said, "It's Judas, isn't it?" But I want you to notice what they said in verse 22. And being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to Him, "Surely, not I, Lord." You think you would have had the humility to say that? "One of you will betray me. Please, Lord, tell me it's not me. Surely, not I." As we sit around the table with the Lord this morning, we have all betrayed Him. We've all given in to the tempter's charms. The question is, what will we do? Will we flee to Him and trust His power and seek His mercy and grace? Or will we run further away? Judas did betray Jesus. Gave Him up for money. You say, "I'd never do that." Would you ever give up Jesus for lying? Give up Jesus for cheating? Give up Jesus for drinking? Give up Jesus for lust? Give up Jesus for worry? We've all given up Jesus. Peter, though he boasted later, verse 33, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away. You ever said that? I would never sin in that way. I would never commit that. And Jesus said, truly I say to you, this very night before a cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Peter said, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said the same thing. On this night, we have two apostles who did exactly what Jesus predicted they would do. Both of them came to the point of remorse. It says that when Judas realized Jesus was going to be put to death, he tried to give the money back. Maybe he thought Jesus would escape the way he'd always seen him escape. Maybe he thought Jesus would be tried and found innocent because he knew he was an innocent man. But at that point, he tried to make it right, but it was too late. And he went out and hung himself. Peter, on the same night, remembered Jesus' prediction. He went out and wept bitterly. See, only one trusted in his power. Oh, that Judas would have just waited 3 days. We come to the table as people who are broken, and we need grace and mercy this hour. And we think about Jesus and what he did for us. Let us trust in his power. He forgave those who nailed him to the cross. To Peter, who denied him 3 times, he gave him the honor of preaching the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost. He forgave Peter. And his mercy and grace is great for our sins too. Who will follow Jesus, trusting in his power? When they came to arrest Jesus in the garden, they saw the torches coming across the valley and the soldiers marching. And when they came to Jesus and the 11 in the garden, it was Jesus who spoke up and said, who do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And though the translators add the word he, in the original, Jesus just simply said, I am. And those Roman soldiers, armed, ready to arrest a prisoner, says they fell back and then fell to the ground before him. We too have come into the presence of the I am today, who had the power to call 12 legions of angels, but chose to give his life a ransom for many, so that we sinners could be forgiven, redeemed, and become his followers. Let's think on these things as we come to the table of the I Am, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Please take your elements as we're now led in prayer for the bread.